This is Christopher Tendre, Program Director for KTSW San Marcos, and I'm here with our very own station manager, my roommate, Brittany Robinson.
Hey, that's me.
How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I mean, it's midterm week. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And I'm on the verge of tears. But spring break is next week. So I should be... I'm going to get through it.
You got this. You're going to do great, as you always have.
Thank you.
So, first question. What got you started with KTSW?
Well, when I was in high school, I wanted to work in the music industry in any way or form. And I knew radio at the time would be the best way to do that. So I went to Texas State knowing that KTSW was one of the best radio stations in the country. One of our college instructors, the people who were like, hey, this is the college you should look for, said KTSW was one of the best colleges in the country. So I went to Texas State first week here, first week in the dorms. I went all the way up to Old Main. I asked, hey, can I see and talk to the music director, Allison Johnson, at the time? They said yes. I set a meeting with her. I talked to her. I told her what music I liked. And ever since then, it was history.
And now you're station manager.
And now I'm station manager.
And one of the youngest station managers and the first African-American station manager,
yes,
correct?
I am the first black and black woman to be station manager and one of the youngest. I started this job when I was 19 years old.
Very impressive. Yes. How does it feel to be a trailblazer of sorts?
It feels good. I mean, I don't want to overstate and say it's inspiring, but I remember one time we had a high schooler come here. Her name was Kamaya, and she was a high schooler, and she was like a young black woman. And she said I inspired her because there's not a lot of black women who work at KTSW, and there's not a lot of representation in this field in general. And I think it's really cool when I'm just like sitting in front of an audience and I kind of look at myself or realize who I am, and I'm talking to like all these people, and I'm like, hey, like I'm dominating this room, I'm getting everyone's attention, and I'm a black woman. And I think it's really cool that I'm doing representation without even trying, you know. I'm representing by doing what I love.
Way to go. Major props to you, really. Mm-hmm. So what's some of the music that's influenced you or that you're heavily into? I know you said you got your start with music staff.
Mm-hmm. Well, my music, I always like to describe me musically as a sad black girl from the 90s mixed with a sad white guy in his basement in Philadelphia. I'm very emo R. Kelly, you know? I'm very into like R&B, but I'm also really into like lo-fi and like emo and that whole DIY scene up in the Northeast. Just Alex G is my husband. Alex G is my husband, and Juicy J is my father. So that's how I would describe who I am musically.
That must have been a very lit wedding.
It was amazing.
I can only imagine Juicy J walking you down the aisle.
Yes, and Alex G just doing his Alex G things. Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
So that's who I am musically. I like to say I have a diverse music taste. I like anything and everything. I mean, that's such a broad thing, but even country music, when people are like, anything but country, but I can really learn to appreciate country music. I like testing my ears and saying like, ooh, this might be really dissonant and this might not be something I initially like, but you have to kind of learn the history behind it and kind of see where it comes from so you can gain appreciation of it. And like Latin American music, a lot of, if you know me, you know I like K-pop. I'm really into jazz. I'm really into just raunchy pop music. I'm into Migos. Like, I'm into anything. I'm into the whininess of the Smiths, because who isn't? Anything and everything.
Nice. Now, I know one thing that you're very much into, orcas. What can you tell us about orcas?
What can't I tell you about orcas? I'm pretty sure I could do a whole lecture on orcas. Orcas are my favorite animal, also known as the killer whales. I'm from San Antonio. And
210 rep.
210 rep. And SeaWorld, I grew up with SeaWorld being like 10 to 20 minutes away from my house. And obviously, at a young age, I realized it wasn't okay, but it just inspired me to have a love for them. I have like 4 stuffed orcas on my bed. I have a weird orca figurine in my car. They're the largest form of dolphin. They speak many languages. You can find them in every single ocean around the whole entire world. If you go to Costa Rica, you can see an orca. If you go to the Arctic, you can see an orca. They eat anything and everything, and they're extremely social creatures. There has been cases of orcas saving humans from shark attacks. There have been cases of orcas kind of almost making their own pod with humans. They're very social and amazing creatures, and they're very family oriented. I feel like when you look in their eyes, it's like a spiritual connection. I feel like if you believe in reincarnation or just human life going into the forms of other lives, I feel like when you look into an orca's eyes, you can see like the soul of a person.
Nice.
You know, and they're just so beautiful and majestic, and they feel so similar to humans. They almost feel more than us humans, and I just find it, they're so beautiful. They're so beautiful, and I just love them. I love them so much. Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad. Well, I think that just about wraps us up. Again, I'm Chris Tondre right here with the ever wonderful
Brittany Robinson.
And you're listening to 89.9 KTSW.